The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 71 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is your host, Kevin. Today is Thursday, September the 9th. And once again, I'm out on my noontime run on a rather perfect run day. About 62 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. On the training front, my training has gone extremely well. About 2 weeks ago, I completed a 23-mile run and lived to tell about it. And as an illustration of how well that run went, for those of you who have trained for or run a marathon, I did that 23-mile training run at exactly the pace, just a tad faster than the pace I wanted to do it, actually. And completed it, showered, dressed, and went to work. And trust me, at least for me, that's pretty significant. And it's further proof that my training is going pretty well. I'm out today about 5 miles into what will be, I don't know, 9 or 10 miler. And I'm using a 5-1 ratio. And I'm plugging away, just running the way I feel. Not trying to keep a certain pace, but just the way I feel. And I'm running at about a 9:45 pace. 9:45 is about the pace that I've been running at for the last few months. However, today's includes a 1-minute walk break after 5 minutes of running, so I'm rather pleased about that. You know, the way I determine or think of important or significant things in my running life, I pretty much define those as the things that I can count or recall very easily. As an example, I can tell you what my PRs are on every race distance and what race I was running to set those. I can tell you every race I've ever run with my kids. And you know, at a certain point, you do that so often that it just becomes old hat. In other words, I have friends who have run, I don't know, 20 to 30 marathons, and I bet you they'd have a hard time writing every one of them down on a piece of paper, but they remember their first one, or their PR. In any case, what I mean is, while I'm talking about my training, my next long run is a 26-mile long run. It's actually scheduled in about a week. Now, next week I'll be on vacation at Myrtle Beach, and for several reasons, I'm not really in the mood to to run 26 miles there. So I'll probably put it off a couple of days and run as soon as I get back. But my point is, when I do that, that will be exactly 6 times in my about 28 years of running that I've run that distance. I have run 5 previous marathons, and in none of those did I train at more than 20 miles. So this will be those 5 plus this one makes 6 that I've run 26 miles. So that's rather significant in my running life. And a little bit scary. So that's probably more about my training than you cared to hear about. So what can you expect in this episode? Well, a few weeks ago I ran a 10K with my oldest son. And it got me thinking quite a bit about a topic we touched upon, but I think is way important enough to talk about again. That being, why do we run? Who do we run for? Who inspires us? That kind of a discussion. So you'll hear a little bit from me about that topic, as well as a snippet from the 10K he and I did together, which is, of course, a memory that I will have forever. Also, as today's weather can attest, fall is almost here, and fall is marathon season. So you'll hear several updates from fellow listeners on how their fall training is going, including one from Peg. Listen carefully to what Peg has to say. Here's a gal who is training for a marathon. And as her long 26-mile training run, she goes out and runs a marathon. Pretty significant, huh? But beyond that, or maybe in addition to that, what you'll hear her say is, oh, sorry about that big truck. What you'll hear her say is how great she felt at the end of that run, as well as the fact that she's recording this submission on her way home from the run. Oh my God. Further evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that there is something to this whole Galloway run, walk, run thing. Our buddy Stuart from the Quadrathon podcast is going to update us on his training as he uses the heart rate training method for his marathon. And Chris Russell is going to apologize to every cyclist on the planet. Stay tuned for that one. And lastly, we welcome our friend Russ back to the good US of A from his stint in China. Good stuff. We will chat at the end of the show for a few minutes. Until then, y'all enjoy your extra mile. Mention in the Extra Mile podcast episode 70 of a 10K race I had coming up that I was going to run with my oldest son. And I've since completed that 10K and posted a little bit about it over at the Daily Mile. And I think tweeted something a little bit about it. But I took my recorder along with me that day and recorded just a little bit of a conversation my son and I had during the race. And I thought I would edit through that a little bit and put some of that here in this episode for a couple of reasons. First of all, because it's my podcast and I can. But that's not the most important reason. I want to revisit a topic or a line of thought that we have touched upon in an earlier episode, maybe more than one, and one that I've heard on other podcasts as well. And that topic being, why do you run, or who do you inspire? So why would I revisit a topic that has been done already on this podcast, as well as others? Well, once again, there's a few reasons for that. First of all, because I think, and once again, it's my own opinion, that this is probably the most important reason any of us takes up or certainly continues this whole running thing. And secondly, in the many emails I've received, and submissions I've received over the last 3+ years of this podcast, the most popular line of questioning or topics surrounds listeners who tell me that they listen to this show specifically because it motivates them. So, obviously, my next question to them is, what about this show motivates you? And why in the heck do you need to be motivated? Well, you trust me on this one. They want to stay motivated because they realize how important it is to continue this whole running thing. And the reason is, not just because this running thing will, without a doubt, keep them healthy and help them to live long lives, but more importantly, it will increase the quality of life and the time that they can spend with their families. And without a doubt, that's the biggest reason why I've done it. Sure, it makes me feel better knowing how healthy I am and that I won't be suffering for one reason or the other because of a lack of exercise or unhealthy lifestyle. But the reason why I want to stay healthy is not so much so I don't feel pain. It's so that my children, number one, have an example, and number two, I can stick around with them as long as I can. Many times I wonder what influence I had on my kids as they grew up pretty much every day seeing their father strap on his running shoes and head out the door. Is that something that struck with them? Or was it simply just something their father did every day? You know, much like getting up and going to work. And although I'm not sure what impact that might have had, I'm pretty certain and would bet a lot of money that at some level it ingrained in them the importance of staying healthy and how running could help them do that. Let me voice that another way. I'll bet you that instead of getting up every morning, strapping on my shoes and heading out the door for a run, I had gotten up and immediately begun a pack-a-day habit one or more of my grown children would be smokers today. Thank God none are. So it's against that backdrop that I present a little bit of a conversation I had with my oldest son and namesake, by the way, during our recent 10K, and asked the question, who do you inspire?
Dr. Evil, while you were frozen, we began a program to clone you.
Cool.
Cindy the clone!
He is exactly like you in every way. Except 1/8 your size.
Breathtaking. I shall call him Mini-Me.
Alright, we are at the 3.31 mile mark, and I'm rethinking my idea of running off and leaving you at 4. We're doing about, probably averaging about 8:20s, and falling off fast because of me. So, tell me, when was your last race, period?
I guess just the relay for the Cincinnati Flying Pig, the 4-person relay. The last individual one, I don't know, probably something stupid 5 or 6 years ago. It's been a while.
But when you ran the pig, which was back in early May, that's when this running bug seems to have bitten you. So what happened?
Well, I was running, then I got hurt right before it. Had to take like a week and a half off, and it was like right around then when I realized I wanted to get outside and run and didn't want to be hurt. Whereas last year, the year before, I think I would have used that injury to my advantage and, you know, made some popcorn and sat on my couch for a while. So then I realized once I get healthy, I got to see what all this is about, and I'm not really sure what happened. It just took me a few and it just clicked.
So your miles, if I'm thinking right, because you're on daily mile now, your miles are up. You did a 10-mile the other day. You must be up to around, I don't know, 20 to 30 miles a week?
Yeah, I would say last week, I had like 23 or so. And it's going to keep on increasing because every Monday I add a mile. And then on Thursday, Friday, Saturday run, I add a mile to each of those runs usually too. Depending on like what Nike tells me to do, I just do it. But, so I'll be up around 30 in 2 weeks or so.
Well, what do you mean what Nike tells you to do?
Well, I got on their website when I was doing using the Nike iPod Plus, and they got a little training program where I set up. I said I want to do a half marathon, and I did the intermediate instead of beginners because I was already up to 4 or 5 miles. And then it tells me what to run and when to run, and then I just follow that plan. And there's no convincing myself I don't need to run one day or to even nowadays getting out there when I shouldn't be because I'll get hurt. So I just follow that, and it's been working out well.
So you punch in some kind of a goal to this thing? You got a goal in mind?
A half marathon.
When?
I put a 12-week thing, so it'd be right around mid-October. But I think I could do one easily now. I'm already up to 10.
So you've not actually entered in this half yet, huh?
No, there is one in Columbus right at that time called the Columbus Half Marathon, which is a little different than their other marathon that they have, and I forget what that's called, but they got that one in early spring. So I've got a couple of buddies running it. I think I'm gonna do it for sure. I just got to sign up.
So when you were younger, you ran a little bit and then stopped for quite a while. You're back now, running pretty consistent. What's different now than then? You think you're going to keep it up now forever, or are you just back for a few months?
I don't know. As of now, I think I'm going to keep it up. I think the difference now is that I'm a little older. I've got things situated as far as my life right now, where the only thing that was missing was some kind of structure as far as my lifestyle and exercise and stuff like that. And that's what running's done for me. It's given me something to come home to, do that, shower, eat right, and watch the Reds game, and then just do it the next day. And I haven't felt this good in a long time, even though I'm still relatively young.
Now we're coming up on the 4 mile mark. So let's see what kind of pace we're doing here. All right, so we went from 8:30 to 8:40 at the 4 mile.
I just found out that I haven't been running this pace. If I could pick it up, I would be a little bit faster than this, but not much.
Well, try to save a little for, I don't know, maybe the last 3/4 of a mile or so. After a while, you start passing people, they stop passing you. Uh-oh. I hope there's no uphill to this.
Keep it up!
That sucked.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you lay this route out? Were you responsible?
Not me. Hey, this is... You're going to be nice and flat up here after
good.
This. You're about to get a lot of flat on.
All right. Coming up to 5. Just went through 2 of the biggest hills I've ever run. So I'm sure the pace suffered there. Jesus. Another hill. Let's see if we got anything left.
All right. I did, but barely.
We'll go.
I'm right where I want to be.
2/10 to go. Anybody ahead of us? Anybody ahead of us?
Hey guys, are you in the 5 or the 10?
10.
Red it is.
55, 23.
That was about the most run I've had ever.
The last,
I think that might
the last 5K was terrible.
Hey, Extra Milers, it's Stuart from the Quadrathon blog in Southern California. Just calling in with a update on the heart rate training and just to let everyone know how it's going. So the last weekend, I finished the first 8 weeks of my marathon training program and the first 8 weeks of the heart rate training. On Monday, I redid the time trial test that I did initially, and the results of that were very pleasing. The time trials, basically, I do it on a treadmill because where I work, and I did this at lunchtime, it's all hills or traffic lights. So going to the gym allows me to get a consistent surface, I suppose you'd call it. And it involves a 1 mile warm-up and then 20 minutes, probably sort of a 90% all-out effort. You need to be moving at a pace that you can sustain, rather than going out too fast and slowing down or going out and then blowing up at the end. So as I say, it's about 90% all-out effort. So this time around, I was able to cover 2.98 miles, which is an increase of 0.07 miles. My lactate threshold or upper heart rate limit increased from 174 to about 184. So that's quite a good increase. And as a result of that, sort of increased in distance. Obviously, there was an increase in speed. My maximum upper speed went from 9.3 miles per hour to 9.7. That's, as I say, an absolute upper maximum. That's not my average by any stretch of the imagination. So using the formula and averaging out my heart rate across those 20 minutes, my zone 2 range has increased. Previously, it was 139 to 148, and now it's gone from 144 to 150. So there's probably an average there of 147. And what that does mean, of course, is that I'm working harder and also running faster, or my pace is going down. And now, using the new heart rate zone 2, I've only done one run so far. This week's a little bit of a down week for me after 8 weeks solid training with only 4 days off in 8 weeks. But the one run I've done to average out that heart rate around 147 gives me a pace of about 7:45. So over the 8 weeks, my pace has actually increased, or decreased, I should say, by well over a minute. probably closer to about a minute and 20 seconds per mile. So that's quite a significant increase. Of course, as I mentioned previously, there is a law of diminishing returns on this, which I'm probably fast approaching. But I've decided to do another 8 weeks in Zone 2 rather than mixing up and starting hill work or anything else, just so I can really reinforce that base. One of my target races, I actually have two races in November. Being in November is quite a long way out, so I can use the extra month during August to build on that base. And then when we get to September and October, I can start to throw in some hill work and speed work. And then my race is actually in the middle of November. So it's quite an extended training program. But that's a good thing because it allows me to add in these extra 4 weeks. So I'm very pleased with the results so far. I've been very diligent in trying to stay within these zones, and that's probably the first time I've actually really focused on it, despite the fact I've sort of collected years worth of data. I'm actually analysing it and using it purposefully rather than just going, oh, wow, look at that. So there you go. I will come back to you with a training update probably another couple of weeks or so, and tell you how the extended Zone 2 training is working. So as always, Kevin, thanks for putting the show together. And to all you extra milers, I look forward to hearing your training and racing updates. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Kevin and the Extra Mile Podcasters. This is Amanda calling from Austin, Texas. I am a longtime listener to the show and first-time caller, and I thought it was about time that I called in and gave an update about my running and the running scene here in Austin, Texas. I'm 24 years old. I moved to Austin, Texas 2 years ago to pursue a PhD in chemical engineering, and I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I've been running since I was about 11 years old, and I am currently training for my fifth marathon, which I intend to be the Fort Worth Marathon on November 14th of this year. So I just finished my third week of training, which was pretty rough. I'm not going to lie, I was born and raised in New England, and I find the adjustment to summers in Texas to be quite tough for me. This past weekend, I had my 12-mile training run on Saturday. I like to do my long runs on Saturdays, and I wanted to let you guys know how that went. So I've been trying to get up a lot earlier than I normally do to get my runs in, because I find that if I can do it before the sun warms up things too much, then it's a little bit more manageable. So this Saturday I got up at 5:40 and I drove down to Town Lake, which is a river that runs through the downtown Austin area, and I parked near Barton Springs so I could run on the Barton Creek Trail. And the Barton Creek Trail is a 7-mile trail that runs out along 360, and it's very wooded. And so I used that as an out and back course. I ran 6 miles out and then 6 miles back. And the trail is very scenic and pretty and lots of varied terrain, some river crossings, although there wasn't much water this time of year. And I did enjoy the run. I enjoyed being off of the asphalt and away from cars. But the downside of running on this trail was that there wasn't any drinking water, which was a bit of an issue for me on the return trip because I was definitely getting really warm and I wished that I had something to drink. But I did get through the run, and one of the fun things about the run is that I got to see a lot of lizards and frogs. So this must be a hatching time here in Texas, because I saw lots of different toads and frogs of all different sizes, from the smallest to the biggest, and I saw lots of lizards on the trail as I was running, and then lots of birds as well, but not too many people, because I guess I was out a little earlier than most of the Austin runners. So one of the downsides of the run is that I could definitely feel myself getting tired on the second half, and I wasn't so good about watching my footing, and I actually fell twice while I was running, and I didn't hurt myself, but I did cover myself in dirt, and because it was so hot and humid, I was sweating a lot, and so my skin was kind of coated with sweat, which picked up a lot of dirt when I sort of, you know, fell onto the trail twice. So I was pretty nasty by the time I finished between all the sweat and the dirt. And so when I finished up the run, I decided that I was going to take a dip in Barton Springs before getting back in my car. And so for those of you who aren't familiar with Austin, we have this spring-fed swimming hole, which is fed from an underground water source, and so it stays really cold year-round, and you can go swimming any time of the year, and it's actually free to the public before 9 a.m., and I finished my run at 8:45, and I had just enough time to walk over and go in and take a dip in the water. So I took off my running shoes and my socks, and then I jumped in with my shorts and sports bra on, and it felt really great. It was very refreshing and nice and cool, and I washed off all the sweat and the dirt, and I got a little bit of that ice bath effect that Chris Russell is always talking about. And I'm actually a big fan of the ice bath. I used it all the time when I was running in college, in high school, and when I trained for my first few marathons. But it's pretty hard to achieve the ice bath here in Austin in the summer at home because the tap water is not very cold in the summer months. So anyways, I got all of that nastiness off and sort of relaxed and cooled down in the water before driving back to my apartment and getting the day started at around 9:30 a.m. And so that was a pretty good 12 miler. I finished it in an hour and 45 minutes, and that gives me about an 8:45 pace, I think, which is a little slower than I'm used to, but it was over 80 degrees with 70% humidity by the time I finished. So I think as the weather cools off, my pace will pick back up to where I'm used to it being, and I'll actually feel a lot better on the runs. But next week will be a step back week for me. I think I'll be doing a long run of about 10 miles, and then 2 weeks from now, I'll go for a 14 miler. So hopefully the mornings will stay cool in Austin, or relatively cool. I'm a morning runner, and I'll keep trying to get up before the sun and get out there and get my miles in and try and be consistent. So this is week 4 of my marathon training, and looking forward to cooler weather in Austin. And I look forward to hearing from everyone else how their training is going, and I hope people are enjoying the end of the summer and looking forward to cooler weather wherever you may be.
Hey, afternoon, this is Chris. Hear the night bugs squeaking? The bats are out flying over the lake. That's Buddy Swyman, Buddy the Wonder Dog. This is Chris from the Run, Run, Live podcast. Ah, nice little breeze coming off the pond. Sun just went down, still a little bit of glow in the air, but I got my headlamp on. We're out for a run on our normal 10K loop. It's second day of August. Just wanted to give you a little. Here he goes. He's off. That's good. Cool down, buddy. It's still pretty warm. It's threatening to rain, but it hasn't. I already feel the, you can already feel the fall coming in up here in New England. It's starting to get crisp, and some of the sugar maples are turning, and it's just the full-on August, you know? So I just got back. I just did a race report called the Wilderness 101. It was a 101-mile mountain bike race in Coburn, Pennsylvania, which is, like, in the middle of Pennsylvania, out by State College, the hilly part of Pennsylvania. Here goes again. And I have to tell you that it was the most difficult race I have ever done. So let me humbly apologize to all the bikers, and especially the mountain bikers I've been making fun of my whole life. I have been mountain bike training all summer, and I attempted this race last year and DNF'd at the 40-mile mark because my bike broke. And in retrospect, that is the best thing that could have happened to me, because from mile 40 to mile 60 was the most hellish. And then it got worse for another 20 miles. And I went so deep in the pain locker. It took me 11 hours and 46 minutes. And it was just unrelenting hills and down, and these sketchy, suicidal cliff downhills with rocks and trees. And it was just unbelievable. And but I managed to crank it out and got it done, you know. But yeah, it was something. I was fully out of gas and fully fatigued about 4 hours in, and I'm okay today. I'm out running today. My legs are really okay because I got my engine's fine. It's my upper body and my whole physical, you know, my body, not my legs, is just totally jellified from muscling this mountain bike up and down those mountains. And so, yeah, like 4 hours in, I was gone. And then I had to fight it all the way home. And so you're just defenseless, you know. You crash, you can't protect yourself. And, yeah, it was something. I wouldn't say it was fun. It was like an ultra, though, in that you had to really watch your nutrition, and you really had to hang in there and fight through the low lows. And I guess that's why they call it an ultra. But it was harder. That race was harder for me to finish than the 50-mile running ultra. I felt worse after the 50-mile running ultra. I felt like I got hit by a car for a couple days after that, just mentally. I think my body got beat up more. I feel pretty good from this race, just some wounds from smashing into some things. But my leg is and my engine is okay. So now I got to get back to running. Got some marathons to do. But yeah, I figured I'd fill you in. Wilderness 101. Finished. And respectably. Not as fast as I wanted to go, but I think I could go faster if I, one, learned how to ride my bike, and two, trained. Okay, trained appropriately. I trained, but you would really have to train for this thing. We're talking some of these hills, I was climbing, with nonstop climbing, for over an hour, right? This is how long these hills were. So like two and a half mile hills. And then you'd lose all that 1,500 feet or whatever it was, you'd lose that in about a quarter mile down the backside on these sketchy rutted downhills. Even the ones that weren't sketchy, you'd be going like 45 miles an hour on these gravel roads. Oh, it was just terrifying. But I made it. Hey, come on, bud. Bud, come on. Let's go. Good boy.
Good morning, Extra Mile podcasters. This is Barry from suburban Baltimore, and I'm recording this on Sunday morning, the 8th of August. Just thought I'd give a quick update on where I am with my training, a little information about some recent races, and then kind of plans for the fall. So I am currently training for the Chicago Marathon. It is 9 weeks from today on October 10th. 10-10 of 10, and I know Kevin is going to be running that, and several Daily Mile and Extra Mile folks I'm looking forward to seeing there. And today I ran my first 20-plus mile run of this training cycle. Ran 21 miles, long, slow distance today. Weather is a little better here than it's been recently, but still hot and humid. It was about 70 by the 6 o'clock this morning when I got out to start the run, and humidity was probably at about 80%, so not as bad as it was earlier in the week, but still hot enough. What I did today was two 10.5-mile loops, and when I came back from the end of the first loop, I changed clothes from head to foot because I was pretty well soaked through, so I thought that was a smarter thing to do than to stay out there in soaking wet clothes, soaking wet shoes, etc., etc. Felt pretty good today. Got a little tired towards the end of the run, but I think that was more heat than anything else. Was really good and careful on the hydration front. I drank about 4 liters of fluid during the course of the run, and then, of course, pounded some more immediately afterward. So I think I managed the fueling and hydration about right. So feel pretty good about that. Earlier this week, I had a very hard treadmill tempo run, 15 miles on the treadmill, 10 of it at tempo pace, which for me right now was right around 7:13, 7:15. So that was a good run. And so that's kind of the plan. Just a couple of quick updates. I did have a 1 mile track race that I ran in July. I don't think I've recorded since then. And that race I was very happy with. I had my 1 mile PR at 6:13. So no complaints there. And looking forward to a couple of important warm-up races that I've set in the schedule as we lead into Chicago. I've got a half marathon that is 3 weeks before Chicago, and then 2 weeks prior to that, I've got a 20-mile race. So I'm really going to look at that 20-mile race. I'm going to try to run the entire thing at my goal marathon pace. So I've never run a 20-miler, so that'll be a PR, whatever I run it in. And then the half marathon, I'm going to try. My plan is to get a run in before that, and then run the last 13 miles at my goal marathon pace. And if I can do those two, I should be pretty good with a good taper coming into Chicago. So that's the races I've had and where I'm headed. I did post on Daily Mile and got a lot of great comments, and just wanted to mention my wife is participating in the U.S. Transplant Games, or did participate, excuse me, in the U.S. Transplant Games earlier this week. She had a lung transplant 4 years ago, and I got to tell you, it was fantastic seeing her run the 100-meter dash. She chugged her way down through it and just did a great job, and made me so proud of how hard she's worked over these last years. So appreciated all the comments on Daily Mile, and hope everybody's doing well. Please keep the updates coming, and I look forward to the next posting of both the standard Extra Mile podcast and the Extra Mile podcast experiment. I am driving home now and getting ready to take me an ice bath. So gonna jump in, get a little ice on my legs so I can be out for another run tomorrow morning. All right, that's it. Barry from suburban Baltimore, out.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, all you extra milers. It's Eddie Marathon submitting my report here from suburban Detroit. I hope everyone is having a fantastic summer and having some great runs for whatever race you're training for. You know, I've had some really good long runs this summer despite the heat. I know it's been hot here as well as been very hot elsewhere too, but I've been out doing some crazy long runs, especially on the trails and in the forests. In the hopes of competing in the North Country Trail Run 50-mile ultra, my very first, but unfortunately I haven't been able to maintain a consistent enough pattern, especially during the week, and as a result I've opted to play it safe and postpone the 50 for another time. So I'm bummed by it, but at the other hand, you know, I've got to consider all the different factors, and you know, for now it's not in the works, but it will be in the works someday. So I'm going to set my sights now on the Air Force Half Marathon in September, and certainly the full marathon at the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C. on October 31st, Halloween. I have had some, you know, really cool training runs in various state parks and metro parks here in suburban Detroit. It's been really cool out there. I've seen really nice wildlife and really cool forests and lakes and streams and all this kind of stuff. Even some critters now and then. I've also had some good training runs with my daughter, who recently joined the cross-country team of her high school. She's going into her sophomore year. She's been kind of a star volleyball player and all of a sudden hung it up and decided to go into cross-country. So, you know, a bit of a change of activities here for her, but she's really been enjoying it. And we've done some great runs together. I've really enjoyed running with her. You know, she's really special, and, you know, doing something with your daughter, your son, is always just wonderful. Now, on another note, I've also run a 5K, the first annual Undies 5K. And you say, well, why is it the Undies? Well, because you run your underwear. That's why. And the reason being is it's to bring awareness and to raise funds in the fight against colorectal cancer. And my physician invited me, and we ran the race on the grounds and near the grounds of the hospital. I was diagnosed back in 2003 with colon cancer. I am a survivor, and this is a race that was meant to bring more awareness, and hopefully we raise some funds and, you know, brought a little bit of a light spirit to what is a very dreadful disease. But it was a really good occasion, a good reminder to, you know, for everybody to make sure you get checked out and get in good health. But, you know, it brought back a lot of memories for me for all the different things I had to go through to go from getting diagnosed to getting cured. So it was a good way to celebrate a victory lap, so to speak. So I really enjoyed it, and I'm really glad my doctor invited me. He's a good friend, too. And, you know, it was I was thinking about all the people I was running with. I was thinking about where they were. Did they know a loved one, or were they affected themselves? I'm not too sure. Saw a lot of shirts of various running teams where they were commemorating the life of someone who they had lost, you know, to that terrible disease. So it really was a heartfelt kind of journey, even though it was a short race. But it really touched me, and it brought back a flood of memories, and it just made me realize how blessed I am and how you really can't take any moment for granted. So anyway, I encourage all of you to make sure you stay healthy and, you know, see your doctor, or make sure you get your proper checkups so you don't have to go through any of that kind of junk. But I got to tell you, it was, you know, a very meaningful time. Now, as far as going forward, you know, I've got my sights set on this half marathon and at the Air Force half marathon at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. You know, that's always a meaningful one. I ran it last year. You know, I love, you know, these types of, you know, real patriotic races, the Air Force and the Marine Corps. It's really special running with folks in the service and in historical areas. This is going to be on the grounds of Wright-Patt. I just love it. I've always been in aviation. I've been in the aviation industry myself, and so this is going to bring back a lot of memories as well. I hope if there's any of you in the Ohio area, you could sign up and run. I'd love to see. I know Rich Davies is going to be running it. Maybe, Kevin, you could drive on up and run it with us. It'd be great. And then, of course, on Halloween, we're going to go ahead and run the Marine Corps Marathon. You know, Adam Tinkoff, my partner in crime of the Shock of the News podcast, we're actually going to broadcast there the Friday before. So that's going to be a real hoot. We're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be nuts. And we're going to go through that, you know, that race and just have a ball. And then one of the latest things I've signed up for here is an independent relay with a bunch of friends, a bunch of fellow runners here. We're going to run what we call the Mojo Loco. It's going to be an independent relay. It's going to go from St. Augustine, Florida town to Daytona. We're going to have a ball. It's going to be about 10 of us, and we're going to run it in December. So we've got some really cool, fun races here planned, and I'm really looking forward to a fun fall. So I hope wherever you're running or whatever plans you've got, things are going well. And, you know, let's enjoy each extra mile, okay? So for now, this is Eddie Marathon saying see you later. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Kevin and the Extra Milers. This is Russ in Dutchess County, New York, formerly known as Russ in China. It's been a long time since I called in, and obviously a lot's happened. I've moved back to the U.S., and now I'm trying to get myself used to the hills of Dutchess County instead of the flat, sea level, flat terrain that was Shanghai. I'm glad to be back here in the U.S., really looking forward to being more involved in races and being able to listen to podcasts and read blogs on a more regular basis now that I've got full internet access. I am just finished up a 10-mile long run. It was a cutback week for me as I'm training for the Philadelphia Marathon, so nice little break for this week. I'm really looking forward to Philadelphia in November. It's the first time in 5 years I've been able to run the same race with my wife. We will not be running together because she will be far, far ahead of me, and we'll be sitting and rested and eating a cheeseburger by the time I finish the race. So, but I'm looking forward to being able to share that experience. And, you know, that's the way our lives are right now. I also wanted to give a big, big three cheers to the Clydesdale Turtle. I've got a lot of respect for people who make the decision to go forward and choose to change their lives for the better. And that's exactly what it sounds like he's done. You know, getting, you know, recognizing that you want your life to be different, making that change, making that commitment, and following through with it is something that we don't see enough, and I'm really thrilled to hear him out there making the change and enjoying what he sees. I really look forward to hearing about his progress in the future and about hearing him progress. He's already doing half marathons. Really hope to hear that he gets to extend that and get into eventually full marathons. It's a long road, but it's a huge, huge benefit at the end. And the changes that you'll see in your life will be just astounding when you look back on them. So good luck, and I look forward to hearing all of your updates. And I look forward to hearing from everybody on the Extra Mile, which, keeps me out here, keeps me motivated on my long runs to hear everybody's progress. So, and as I said, I'm back in the U.S., so I'll be able to call in a little bit more frequently. Look forward to hearing from everybody, and keep running. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Kevin, and all you Extra Mile podcasters out there. This is Jim from Western Loudoun County in Northern Virginia. Just wanted to give you guys a call. I haven't called in for a while, and it's been a busy summer, and I'm basically pulled into marathon training, if you will, running a lot and enjoying the summer. Kids are off to school. They're getting ready to get back here very, very soon, next week, as a matter of fact, and I'm in the works for training for Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C. Looking very much forward to participating in that event. Training is going very well. Been getting up very early in the morning to do my runs as to avoid most of the heat during the day and the evenings. And I'm liking it. Legs don't like it that much. It takes a while to get warmed up, but this is what we deal with. So I just wanted to give a quick call, give you guys an update. Everything is going well, and hope all is going well for everyone out there, and we'll talk with you later. Bye-bye.
I think the best quote I had was when I finally got across the finish line, I rung the gong, got my mug. It's a lot of suffering for a gong and a mug. I just fell over and laid in the grass for a while, which actually hurt to lay down because I had been on the bike for so long. And my broken rib was aggravated from crashing. So wasn't real comfortable. But then I finally get up and push the bike over to where Dan and Tom were, the guys that went down with the real bikers. And they had had a tough day, too. And I said, hey, how come you guys didn't come out to get a video of me crossing the finish line? And Dan looks at me and goes, well, frankly, I was pretty sure you weren't going to finish. So, that's the quote of the day. And I'll tell you what, at the 60-mile mark, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to finish, too. And if there had been a way to get off that trail at the 65-mile mark, I would have gladly stepped onto a bus or a train if one pulled up. But, yeah, that wasn't it. And then, once I got over the top of that really, oh, God, it was so bad. But then it started to mellow out a little bit. Like seven, eight hours in, I started to get my crap back. It's a long story. But then it was just a question of seeing if I could leave my body for a couple hours and finish. So just try it sometime. It's awesome. Bye.
Hello, Extra Mile podcasters and podcast experimenters. This is Jim from Northern Kentucky, which is a suburb of Cincinnati. So the running has been good. The knee has not yelled at me too much. If I run on very uneven terrain, my knee does swell some. The longer runs, it does require icing, but that's what they told me, and I'd have to ice it for quite some time until it didn't swell anymore. So my next race is scheduled to be the inaugural Cincinnati Half Marathon, which is this October, I think the 23rd. And that is supposed to be a flatter course because they're not doing Eaton Park Hill. So I'm actually got to print out the map, and I'm going to try to run some of that route. I have run all of that route one way or the other with the previous training. Well, not all of it, but I drive part of the route almost every other day. So I'm familiar with the route for the most part, but I'd love to run it. So that's my current status, but I can say from the hip-related issues that I had in the training, finding out about the gallery program, and I have to say that I haven't done the complete program. I basically have embraced the interval run-walk. I can say that other than my knee screaming at me due to the existing injury that I discovered in the half pig, that I could have aerobically and leg-wise run more than the 13.1 miles because of the Galloway method. So I'm definitely a fan. I am using his to finish training plan, but I haven't really figured out how to do the magic mile. I think I'm probably overanalyzing it. I probably just need to do my intervals and just see how it goes, because that's what I'm going to be running. I'm going to be running an interval. I'm never going to probably run more than a 4:1 pace. That's kind of my long-term goal. I have listened to, I think, in the Extra Mile podcast experiment, he has said in one of the interviews that when you're in your 50s, you probably want to shoot for a 3:1, or maybe I read it somewhere else. I'm not clear on that, but I'm kind of hoping that I can get, kind of, since I'm at the early part of the 50s, that I can try to get a 4-minute run, 1-minute recovery. So I think next week I will either do a 1-minute, 1-minute, or I may go back to the 2-minute, 2-minute, or I may even try the 2-minute, 1-minute. I just have to see how the knee feels and kind of try to be wise about that. So I think that's it. Excited to have discovered the Extra Mile podcast and the Extra Mile podcast experiment. So I have, I guess, with this submission, formally submitted to it, and can't do a full marathon. The doctor has forbade it forever. We'll see if I long-term follow that advice, or if I kind of let my knee tell me if I can do more or not. I think that's it. Really appreciate all the submissions. I really especially like the updates from the regulars who call in. I like the new submissions also, but just kind of fun kind of getting to know people that I probably never would have an opportunity to get to know. And anyway, this is Jim from Northern Kentucky, and that's all for today. Enjoy your extra mile. Well, I finished my long run today, and I ended up doing about a little over 7 miles, like 7.05 or something like that. Got some technical issues. I used my wife's Garmin, and also used Nike Runner. The problem I have with the Nike Runner is that it's never calibrated right because of my intervals. They keep changing. If I calibrate it for a 3-minute walk, 2-minute run, and then switch to a 5-minute walk, 10-minute run, or etc., it's never calibrated correctly. So I basically use my gym boss to tell me when to turn around. And as long as I don't do a negative or positive split, it usually works out. It was a good run. It was pleasant here. I think it's below 70 degrees. And there were some nice shade spots. I actually ran part of the Cincinnati Half Marathon, the part that I'm least familiar with, out at the turnaround point at Delta and Riverside. And so that was interesting. And just wanted to give you an update that I completed that. And knee hurt a little bit during the process. I mostly ran on the blacktop. Traffic was light, but there were points where it was telling me it's still recovering. So it'll be interesting to see how the change goes next week when I switch to a shorter interval. Thinking the 1-1s really might make a lot of sense, so I might start off with that and see how that goes. Last time I did something like that was when I was doing 7 1-minute intervals and could not walk very well after that, so let's have to play around with it and see what works the best. And the goal for the Cincinnati Half Marathon is to not get injured and to complete it, and if I have to do a longer walk interval than my run, then that's just part of the recovery process. So anyway, that's it for today. This is Jim from Northern Kentucky, a suburb of Cincinnati. Talk to you later.
Hi, Kevin and all the Extra Mile podcasters. This is Peg from Fountain, Colorado, calling in with my race report from today's marathon. I ran in the American Discovery Trail Marathon in Colorado Springs. On today is Labor Day, September 6th, 2010. So I did the race today as a training run, my 26-mile training run, preparing for the Denver Rock and Roll Marathon in October. So my game plan was to run the marathon doing an average 12-minute mile pace, including the walk rate. So averaging 12-minute miles with my walk rates. So I started off at the back of the pack. It's a small marathon. There were a few hundred people there. And started off in the back of the pack and met some really cool people. Chuck, who is a fireman in Colorado Springs, and we hung out for the first 15 miles, running pretty much a 1-1 interval, averaging from 12 and then moving up as we warmed up to 11 and a half minute mile average. So then around 15, 16, Chuck decided that I would just go on without him. And so I did, and I moved on to, after 10 miles, I moved on to 2 minutes, 30 seconds running, 30 second walking, for the rest of the marathon. And I'm here to tell you that I never felt so strong in a marathon as I did, today. So, as I started going on throughout the marathon, my pace gradually got a little quicker, which I really probably shouldn't have done. But I felt really good. I didn't feel sore at all. I didn't have any pain. And so I went with it, and I ended up coming in at 4:55, which was under my five-hour goal. I averaged 11:20 minute miles, which is still a good training run pace, not pushing it too hard. So I think I'll be feeling pretty good tonight and tomorrow. So I'm really happy with the race. It was a beautiful day. Temperature was around 70, 75-ish at the end. Great people. Great atmosphere, beautiful trail to run on. It was just wonderful. So it looks like I have one more long run to do in about 3 weeks, my 29-miler. And then I'm off to Denver for the Rock and Roll Marathon. So we'll see how I do. I'm hoping to feel as good and strong at the end of that one as I do today. Got to go home and look over the stats and see how it all worked out mathematically. But as I'm driving home right now, I feel great. So thanks a lot for having this podcast, Kevin. And good luck to everybody else who's training or running marathons. I know we're all getting close to our marathon dates. So talk to you soon and enjoy that extra mile, everyone. Bye now.
Well, there you go, episode 71 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I said this in an earlier episode, but I would urge you, if you're not already a member of the Daily Mile, to pop on over to that website. You know what? I never used to say that phrase, pop on over, until I became friends with Nigel, my buddy at Running from the Reaper. Anyway, I digress. Pop on over to the Daily Mile website. Check it out. And in addition, if you are a member or become one, please make sure you ask to be my friend. You just search for Kevin Gwynn, G-W-I-N. You'll actually find two of us in there. One's me, and one is Mini-Me. And Mini-Me's the one holding the beer, by the way. I am not. Anyway, check it out and make sure you and I follow each other's training. And also, the last time I looked, which I think was just this morning, we're up to 400 and 41 entrants to the Worldwide Festival of Races. And that includes runners from 34 countries. Very awesome. So make sure you get over there and sign up for one of those three races over there. Also, like I mentioned in the last episode, I'm looking for a little help putting together my playlist that I will take to Chicago with me. So if you've got some songs that you always make sure you listen to, particularly during your long runs when you need a little help putting them up and putting them back down, please send me those submissions as well. I'll probably put those together very shortly with whatever help I get from you. And lastly, make sure you get over to the website, www.theextramilepodcast.com. Check out all of the show notes, some of the stuff we talked about, people you heard today, and our email address and the hotline number you can call and submit. And I'm begging you to do that. Hotline number, by the way, is 206-339-6497. And like I said, I'm on vacation next week. So if you do send me a submission, I usually like to send an email back almost immediately telling you that I got that. And of course, thanking you for it. So if you do, and that's within the next week or so, I might be a little bit lax on you hearing from me. But be assured, I also appreciate you downloading and taking us along today. And until next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
I live in a world.
Zoe, Sen, and Cosmo.
where everyone runs with this one thing in common.
We love to run together.
Fastan vi bor åtskilt, although we live apart.
On a tiny blue bubble in space.
Where borders are meaningless.
Where friendships are cherished.
And our experiences are shared.
Opu mirazhmit simbirizmas.
I live in a world
where everyone runs together.
www.worldwidefestivalofraces.com. Think global.
Think global. Run local.
Think globalt. Spring lokalt.
www.worldwidefestivalofraces.com.
Σκέψου παγκόσμια, τρέξε τοπικά.